at Sunday, instead of asking the fellow worshipers to come around and talk to you about money and ask you to give money, what they invite you to do is come to church. And here you are. Then they invite you to come and share with God what it is you believe God is calling you to do. And then we do what Jews and Christians have been doing for thousands of years in celebration. We will go and eat. And so I'll get this over with as quickly as possible. Because you're going to be hungry. We finish our rooms. One of the things I like about Consecration Sunday is that it emphasizes my giving as an integral part of my relationship with God. It challenges me to see my giving in a bigger picture, in a bigger context. Beyond just supporting the budget of St. Gabriel's, in my case, like I might give to fund the work of the United Way, the Red Cross, or some other very worthy charity. They're all important, and I encourage you to do that, but the church is not a charity. We're not a good cause. Church is, I believe, an expression of God's presence on this earth. And my giving is part of my whole being in God. It is a response that I give because God has given me so many things. It is a statement of gratitude on my part for all that God has put into my life. Several years ago, our stewardship Gabriel's work to have on a slogan. And I don't know if they stole this from, I'm sure they stole it from somebody, but that's all right. The church is just a big chain of we borrow from us, we borrow from somebody else. And that's fine. I think it's how God intends it. But we kind of took that wonderful offertory statement that we use at the 8 o'clock, all things come of the old. They kind of modernized it, and they used this phrase, "Everything I have is a gift from God." Say that with me. Everything I have is a gift from God. In that way, when I see life in that context, whatever a person shares with God in God's church is understood to have belonged to God in the first place. Sharing back with God what God has. Now, I understand that you have worked hard, that you have earned your money, that you have invested perhaps, and built up your savings or your retirement, and that has involved a lot of hard work on your part. And I acknowledge that, and so does God. But it's important for me to remember that I didn't invent money. I didn't invent bank accounts. I didn't invent investment instruments. I didn't invent jobs, I didn't invent brains. All those come to me as a gift that I get to use, hopefully for my own betterment, and for, as you can tell by right here, for my retirement at old age. It's still a gift to me in a very real way. All those things are gifts. It's what we do with them that becomes part of our response to God's gift. One of the things I like about Consecration Sunday is that it emphasizes proportional giving. Did you all do this at chart last week? All right, remember that? Lay down where we are in terms of absolute dollars. If you may remember on the back, it invites us to look at what proportion of my income, my resources, and my sharing to do God's work in Christ Church. It invites me to pray over what portion of my gifts, my income, my resources is God asking me to share this coming year for the work of God in this place. Now, as Father Scott Adam reminded us last week, St. Gabriel's, in a very real sense, I don't need your money. To my knowledge, God has no bank account. Does not carry cash in. Okay. they need to take care of the poor. Are the contrast, I think Jesus is making, is to say, she's spending herself for God. The rich guys over here throwing in bags of money, they're going, hey, no problem. They're the image on change. What if the wealthy man contributed to the treasure, which was often everything he had? Remember the story of the rich young man we had a couple weeks ago? Jesus said, give all that to God, and then see what happens. It was hard for him to do. The widow was able to believe that God possessed her and everything about her, and she could trust her if she offered herself to God. What if we really believe that everything we have is a gift from God, and we're just sharing that? Who can do it? We don't expect you to take your faith commitment, your testament of giving card today.